So, what is music? Alright. Since the beginning of time, music started as what? People just singing, maybe like a parable or something, whatever. And some of it was just instruments with sounds and everything else. Okay. Can someone tell you what music is? I don't know. What is music to you? Music to me is anything with rhythm, anything that sounds soothing to the ears, anything that you may find satisfying, either suits the feelings that you have in the moment. So I'm gonna go a little cultural. I am a hip-hop fan. I listen to R&B and really doesn't matter what, like, country. It depends. It really depends. I'm not really like that much of a country fan. But maybe a little bit of rock, alternative rock, more or less. You know, that's the direction, like, hip-hop has been going, kind of. You know, I like the underground, you know, mainstream, but more or less, like, I like lyricism. I'll listen to, like, other things that maybe, like, the words aren't so clear. But in a realistic way, what can we really say music is? Like, the whole mumble rap thing. Can you say that it isn't music if it's pleasing to a certain audience or a certain audience likes it? No, I don't think so. Music is what we get a feeling from. That's all music was intended to be, really. It's something that plays in the background or something we listen to, you know, go through life, you know. If we didn't have music, I think, you know, life would be much more boring. Like, can you imagine driving in a car and hearing no music? If you're driving for an hour or so, you know, you'd be bored out of your mind. You'd probably fall asleep behind the wheel, you know? Music is something that we take in to enjoy. Now, based on who you are is what you'll enjoy, but I say, like, with the whole mumble rap versus lyricism thing, I think it's like two separate different things, two waves that, you know, don't necessarily have to collide. Now, as far as, like, lyricism, I respect, you know, I expect them to, you know, have bars, deliver, you know, I hold them to a higher standard. Now, when I listen to something like, you could call it a mumble rap song, I do it based on, like, the feeling, you know, how I feel in the moment, whether I'm up, down, or whatever, you know. It's just a certain vibe that, even if they're not saying, you know, actual words, it's the nah, or the da what it da, or the da, you know, something like that, you know, whatever, the mood or whatever. Or if I'm just on my lyricism stuff, like, I don't always want to listen to people being super lyrical and spitting bars, you know. Sometimes I want to listen to music and, you know, just be dumb. But as far as, like, music as a whole, I think that the whole drugs thing is bad. I don't like that they promote drug use and, you know, misleading, you know, young teens or making them think that, you know, drug use is cool, or just, you know, blowing money and not saving it or whatever. You know, I think there could be better messages, but in reality, everyone likes to feel like a gangster for some reason. You know, everyone wants to be the Pablo Escobar, the, you know, drug dealer on the block, you know, or even if it's like being a boss, you know, I'm such a boss, I do this, I do that, I walk on the block, bring it down, you know, gun in my pocket, you know, stuff like that. People always want to feel tough and have, like, that tough persona, I guess, in music, because, you know, it's aesthetically pleasing, or the flashiness, the life. Okay, Now you say, I live this life, or I make music about this stuff because, you know, whatever, I came up and I was broke, I didn't have anything, and, you know, it feels nice to have this stuff, so, you know, I got it in my videos. Now, not everything in those videos they own. They rent for the videos sometimes, you know? So, it's a matter of, okay, I like to have this in my videos because it's aesthetically pleasing, or the persona of a gangster is what sells, or whatever, kind of stuff like that. But music as a whole, still, we don't have an answer what is music, you know? And it's based on perception. Perception is everything. People have their own opinion, what they think, what they like, you know? And I gotta say that I like a lot of different things based on what I feel and what is, you know, on at the time, or basically know your audience. Well, I yawn like that. Ooh. Yawns are contagious, so if you're listening, you probably yawn too. But it baffles me sometimes when I hear people like, oh, that ain't music, that ain't this, that ain't that. No, music evolves, it changes. Sound is always evolving and has an evolution. And there are people who literally are trained to work on the sound of music, which are music engineers. They control the sound of, or the new sound, or actually people create the sound themselves and the engineers just gloss over it. You know, sound and people and how we communicate, even within languages, everything changes, evolves, people adapt and come up with different words every single day and different slangs. That's why, like, in different types of, you can say, Spanish to Italian to Mexican to Puerto Rican, they all are different languages within that kind of tongue dialect. You can't say they're the same, but, like, they have their own slangs within it that change them. And they speak kind of different with different accents. So, I mean, with music, it's what sound, what's good now, and or what will last forever. I think, you know, music is timeless. People listen to older things all the time, like, you know, based on the age, based on the difference of who they are. And I feel like that's the beauty of it. We don't all have to like the same music, you know, so you can't really tell people what music is. Because before, there are times as far as like jazz and some blues eras, there was no words to songs. There was just instruments playing. And then people were just like, oh, whoa, what's this? And then started like rapping along. They had like the little tales that probably be like, or little jingles really, hitting on the table. Dun, 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 dun. And they're like, okay, well, someone sing. And then they all sang whatever they sang over it. That became a song. And it became something that people would use to come together or, you know, vibe out to. And sometimes some music gave off a bad connotation. So then people, they felt fueled by it. They felt enraged by it. They, you know, expressed their feelings through it. And sometimes it wasn't for the best. But music is revolutionary. It's moving. It's leading. It's misleading. It's whatever in the world. Who would have thought that voices over a beat could be so powerful? Or, you know, it's just unique. or that an instrument or frequencies. Music is frequency. Frequency is vibration. Vibration speaks to our body. When we speak, it's a vibration. We hear vibration. We feel vibration. Frequency. And now how we digest that, that is, I think, why music is so powerful. Music and words and everything else touch our soul. Now, isn't our soul what controls the clay? And I think that's why it's so influential that we can be misled by it, or, you know, I don't know really. I guess that's just my interpretation of what music is, and we can't really say what music isn't music. Very interesting to think about. But in the end, I guess it, music is vibration, and vibration and frequency can be transmitted differently throughout us all, and what we are attracted to is that, you know? Can you imagine if no one had faces, or we didn't actually have a body, but we could only go off of the voice of people? Can you imagine? We'd be like, we'd hear, if we were attracted to someone, we'd be like, oh, that voice sounds, you could say vibracious, or very tone high, tone low, soothing, this, relaxing, calm, beautiful, whatever you want to call it. And then you'd be like, doo, 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 doo. And then you do your little maiden gorgeous voice, they would do that with their voice. Or what if we didn't actually have words still? What would we do? Use sounds, probably, and that would probably become like a language and a music to our ears, really. So, it's just how we paint a picture. Now, if we just use sounds for all that time, we would just be painting pictures with sounds. It would be the Picasso's of sound. That's all language was ever was, really. And music just comes from that. And I find it very, very unique. Alright, I'm going to talk about also how it was revolutionary. Well, you know, the drug era, or the phases of society that, well, especially in America's history. Through the civil rights activists and all that kind of stuff, the Black Panthers, you know, Ice Cube, Straight Outta Compton, stuff like that. Even comedians, well, you can't really say comedians when we're talking about music right now, but that was all part of it. But music was in the forefront of what we were fighting for, basically giving a glimpse into what was really going on in the world and saying what we thought, and there would be no restrictions on it. And we would just blow the roof off of the building, you know, and we would go crazy because it was one of our coping mechanisms with how life was, you know. And I feel like we've kind of strayed away from that, but we've also stayed with it. I think we should still have more real music and real feelings, and keep pushing on and talking about things that are going on. Like right now, there's no better time to be speaking on things in the world. It, oh man, people that do it instantly go viral, instantly take off, because it's the conversations that we are afraid to have or people don't have, which when you speak out on them, they shine a light and it becomes massive and it becomes like, everyone gets so drawn to it because it's like, oh, you said what? You did what? You, huh? You know, so speechless. And then it's like, it forces a conversation to be had. And music is that. Music is like the pinnacle of that. But also, it's a way of feeling. It's connecting. It's separating. It's all that and in between, which is why artists and their messages are so powerful and can take over the minds of young people and even some older people, because some older people still live to what they were listening to back in the day and they didn't grow past that. But music is also growing. You have to grow. So artists grow, and we grow with the music in some ways, but in the same sense, some people stay stuck in what was perceived as the old. But we have to realize sound is forever changing and expanding. So we can't ever box creativity. And music is creativity. So if you box it, where is it left to go? How does it become better, you know? If we heard the same thing out of everyone, or the same tune, or the same melody, or the same, like, it would become boring, you know? But we got a multifaceted million-billion-dollar industry. And I feel like that's part of what's wrong with it. But people don't need those same industries anymore to do the same thing they were doing in the past, and they can make more money from it just by getting a fan base and touring, you know? Just becoming a voice and just talking about things like this really piqued me. Right now, if I were to sum up music, I say it's one of the pinnacles of my existence. I write, I make music, but that's besides the point. I'm just really more right now, on here at least, focused on just talking to you guys, and just trying to share what I think, and I'd love to hear what you guys think. But and I mean, throughout me speaking my mind, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna hold back on anything that I think or that I say, so let that be understood. But in the same sense, I kind of want the output of this all to be positive. I never want to, you know, how do you want to say it? The world is dark enough and heavy enough, and I never want to make it a darker or worse place. The only thing I'm trying to do is provoke conversation, thought, and individuality, and believing in who you are, in who you are as a person. And if you're creative, this is the right place. Like, my mind goes and goes, as you can see, like, just based off talking about what music is. I'm going off on a tangent, you know. This is just me. This is who I am. I think one of the things of me is I was a born speaker, talker, whatever. And there's no paper in front of me. This is just me talking. Me thinking in my head what I wanted to say and saying it. And yeah, it just crossed my mind what music is, and how people always try to say your music is trash, this music is that, when we're divided by generational music. It divides sometimes, and I just don't see why. I mean, everyone has their different music types, so whatever suits you, there's a lane for it. There's people who like it. There's a fan base. There's something. So if you are one of those people who are like, oh, I'm sticking this, expand your mind. Don't be a small person. Don't just be one little small dot, you know? Become a bigger dot. And I'm not talking about physically, mentally. When you box yourself, there's no room for you to grow if you're trapped in a box, right? So when you go outside of that box and you're living free, expanding, and like contracting information and becoming the person you're supposed to be, or never stop growing, that's when everything changes. Things click different the more you know. But in the same sense, I hate that in the same sense too, because sometimes it isn't needing to know everything. I don't want to know everything. I don't need to know everything. I just, you know, it's okay to learn a little bit about a lot, you know. Sometimes this may sound really, really, really stupid, but ignorance is bliss. Man, that's why I named this Oblivious Bliss, because sometimes it's just, the world is too much. You got all this going on and everyone knowing this, knowing that, wanting this, wanting that, sometimes I can't handle people. Hey, this is going to be one of those podcasts of a loner. I am a complete loner. I suffer from mental health issues. Music, that's where it ties into. It helps me cope. And for real, this is real to me. This is real me. And if you're listening, if this correlates with the real you, or you can feel this, or some way I'm connecting with you, I love that. This is what it's about. And me being me, and you being you, and then us connecting on whatever it is that I talk about. You may not agree with everything, but the things you do agree with, and the one thing I know you will be able to respect, is me being me. And you could say music influences has shaped that too, in a way. What we listen to and we put in our heads is ultimately the things, in a way, we'll put back out. Because anything you hear, you can't unhear it. You know? It's crazy, you know? So, this was me on music. Hopefully you guys enjoyed.